Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Ada Wong. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the captivating stories and histories behind some remarkable topics. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're uncovering the enigmatic character of Ada Wong from the famed video game series Resident Evil. Now, before we jump into Ada's world of intrigue and deception, let me pose a question to you. How often do we encounter characters whose mystery captivates us more than their actions? Think about characters in literature or film whose true motives remain veiled, leaving us both curious and skeptical. Ada Wong is one such character. First introduced in the original Resident Evil 2, released in 1998, Ada quickly became a fan favorite. She embodies the perfect blend of sophistication, intellect, and enigma. What makes her particularly intriguing is her career as a corporate spy. She operates with such finesse that one can't help but wonder, where does her loyalty truly lie? Born out of Capcom's creative team, Ada Wong was envisioned to be the femme fatale of the series. Her appearance, with a striking red dress and adept combat skills, complements her role perfectly. It's fascinating how she often plays the double agent, a character trope that keeps players guessing her endgame during crucial story arcs. So let's take a moment to dive into Ada's background. Unlike many video game characters whose biographies are deeply fleshed out, Ada's past remains one of the series' best-kept secrets. Over the years, various installments have hinted at her mysterious past, including vague alliances and elusive missions. This intentional ambiguity allows for imagination and speculation among fans, fueling endless theories and discussions. Take, for instance, Resident Evil 4, where Ada's presence adds a layer of complexity to Leon S. Kennedy's mission in Spain. Despite her seeming assistance, her true purpose is collecting samples of the Las Plagas parasite for her recruiter, Albert Wesker. Isn't it intriguing how her actions support and undermine Leon simultaneously? She exemplifies the morally gray areas we often encounter in modern narratives, making her all the more relatable and realistic. This brings us to another intriguing aspect, Ada's evolution across the series. While maintaining her signature aura of mystery, Ada Wong has transformed from a secondary player to an essential element of the Resident Evil universe. Her growing development allows room for more complex storytelling and also aligns with the changing nature of video games as they push for deeper, more character-driven plot lines. Let me share an anecdote. While playing Resident Evil 4, a dear friend of mine admitted to being perpetually torn between admiration and suspicion of Ada. Her suave personality and unpredictable alliances create this delicious tension that keeps players like us repeatedly engaged. Have you ever encountered a character that makes you feel this way? Moreover, Ada Wong's presence in pop culture highlights a broader conversation about representation and diversity. Despite the historical shortcomings, games like Resident Evil illustrate the industry's capacity to craft diverse characters who can occupy complex, layered roles. With Ada, we see a character of Chinese descent portrayed in a powerful light, a cue to gaming developers to honor multifaceted representation in their work. As we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect. Characters like Ada Wong embody a potent blend of mystery and intelligence that continues to draw us in. They challenge our perceptions, encouraging us to view narratives through multiple lenses. How often do we question the motivations of those around us, and more importantly, reflect upon our own? I urge you to dive deeper into Ada Wong's journey, peruse the comprehensive Resident Evil lore, explore fan forums, or replay the games to unearth your own interpretations. She represents an evolving dialogue within game narratives, a conversation about ethics, trust, and deception that resonates beyond the world of gaming. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep engaging with the stories that shape our cultural landscapes.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Ada Wong. Thanks for listening. See you next time.